the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. Hosting the program tonight is Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington, D.C. Today we are looking at some of the challenges that face women artists trying to break into the music industry or are already established in the music industry. To help us look at some of these challenges and some of the benefits is Selma Mutukudzi, a renowned singer who is well known for some of her hits, which include Nguva Yangu, which is up for an award, and Ndinochengetwa Namwari. How did you get into this career of singing?
I believe I was born to be a singer. I believe I was born to be a musician. It's not something that I thought, let me get into. It's something that I was born in already. So it's a difficult question to answer, really.
Where would you say you draw your inspiration from? What urges you to write the songs that you write?
I write about things that happen in my life, things that affect the people around me. You know, my family, my friends, my neighbors, my colleagues. Those are the things that I write about, be it good or bad. That's where I draw my inspiration from.
Looking at 2014, where are you heading?
This year has got big things planned for me. I'm going to be traveling with my band to different countries. We'll be staging a number of big shows here in Zimbabwe. And I'm recording my album that's coming out very soon. Already I've done a song with Matthias Mary that's already making noise, and I'm excited about this.
There's a lot of artists out there who are complaining that piracy is killing the business. What have you seen as an artist yourself?
Yeah, piracy is the worst thing that could ever happen to an artist. It's killing the industry, really. And it's unfortunate that with the way technology is advancing, we are finding it very difficult to follow and try to control it. But I would urge the people that are buying the music to consider the work that's been put in, consider the hours, the money that has been put in, and just buy an original.
What would you urge a young woman who also wants to follow your footsteps and become a singer? Is it a viable business to be in, especially in Zimbabwe?
I don't think that if someone is getting into the music industry just to make money is doing the right thing. You need to have a passion for it. It's something that doesn't pay you back immediately. But if you love what you're doing, then you enjoy doing it anyway. The monies will come, not immediately, but eventually. And so just have a passion for whatever it is you want to do. If it's music, go for it. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. One day you'll make your mark in the world.
And also, you're a daughter of a renowned legend, Oliver Mtukudzi. Has this worked in your favor or against you?
It's a 50-50 thing, really. There are some advantages and some terrible disadvantages. Like, I get compared to my dad a lot. People tend to forget that he's had more than 50 years in the industry. And I have only 10. And so them trying to compare me to him is really not fair on my part. But otherwise, there are, you know, certain opportunities that I get. People are interested to know, what does this Selma do? Once I get that opportunity, it's up to me now to prove myself that I'm just as good as any other artist, and if not better, if I'm to blow my own horn. But it's got its ups and downs, and goods and bads.
Tell us a little bit about your family. How are you balancing being a mother and also an artist?
You know, you just have to do what you gotta do. You try to make time for both, especially when you're trying to set foundations for your career. It tends to take a lot more of your time. But we try to, when we are home, try to be home, spend time with the kids, be there, not just physically there, but also mentally, play games and all that. It's a little difficult, but we're managing.
Which of your hits would you say was the biggest hit last year for you personally?
The song called Nguva Yangu. It was number one on several radio stations here for over 10 weeks. And I'm so happy to have had that in my career. And also, I'm up for some awards with that song also. And so it's been wonderful. I'm excited, really.
Can you just give us a snippet into the hit Nguva Yangu?
You wasted my time, promised me the world, said you'd never leave. Jino makore afamba, dakamirira iwe, dichitichiri sose. Now you're telling me that you need some space. Pesie, pesie, Nguva Yangu, uchindi nyepera, uchindi misamahara. Wagandi pesera Nguva Yangu. Ujindi nyepera, ujindi misamahara. Ujindi nyepera, ujindi misamahara. Ujindi nyepera,
What inspired you to write that song? Is this from a personal experience?
Not me personally, but someone really close to me. I can't divulge names, but they had their time wasted by somebody who, after engagement, now they say, no, you gotta give me some space. That's how the song came about. It wasn't very difficult coming up with it. And maybe that's why people can relate to it so much. And that's why it was a big hit.
You are up for some awards. What awards are those?
Pachedu Awards, the Zim Online Radio. They are up for 2 awards. One for Song of the Year and the other one for Artist of the Year. So I'm excited.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Selma Mutukudzi, for having been on our show, The Women's Forum.
Thank you for having me.